Okay, the way we do it around here is I ask three questions. So my first question is, who are you?
Yes, I've been asking myself that a lot lately. it's a question I think everyone has to confront at some point in their life, and now I have to confront it today with you, Nikki. So,
yes,
my name is Lawrence Gowan. I was born in Scotland. I grew up in Canada. I still live there. And 18 years ago, going on 19, I guess, I joined a rock band called Styx as their piano player and singer. And that's who I would define myself as mostly today, but still, you know, hoping that one day perhaps NASA might call and I might make it as an astronaut. But other than that, for now, I'm going to have to just satisfy myself with being a singer in Styx.
Well, you answered my second question just in the flow there. Our second question is, what do you do? So you play the piano in Styx. That's what you already told us. And
That's what I do.
That is so great. I saw you guys within the last year. Fantastic show.
Oh,
so I'm very excited to be sending folks on to see you again. The third question, now this is the tricky one. What food do you make at home that you miss while you're on the road?
Good one. We don't miss very much on the road, I can tell you, Nikki, because there's we have an abundance of supplies on our tour bus. But let me think about that for two little seconds. I think there's in Toronto, there's believe it or not, there's a burrito place just around the corner from where we have this our studio. And although you know Canada is definitely not known for its Mexican food, this is a really great burrito place. With a fantastic name, it's called Fat Bastard Burritos.
Fabulous.
So I miss those fat bastards every once in a while.
Well, I can understand that. What's your favorite kind of burrito?
You know what? The one I'm loving right now is actually it's a veggie yam burrito.
Wow!
You know, like a sweet potato burrito. Yeah,
I love sweet potatoes. Yeah. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah. They're pretty damn tasty.
Oh, I mean. Well, all right, man. Let's talk about the business at hand. You guys are going to be at the Paragon.
We are.
What you got planned?
We've got a lot planned. First what we've got is the first and foremost, we have the Big Styx Epic Adventures coming to the Paragon on April the 29th. And we're going to have a rock show, and people are going to yell and scream and enjoy themselves and get a thorough, Styxification upon their heads.
It's going to be fantastic. Can't wait.
That'll be great.
Man, you guys are fantastic. Like I said, I saw you guys here when you were in Lake Charles over the last year, and it was a super-duper concert. And so I do have one favor to ask of you.
Yeah.
Tell Tommy Shaw I said, hey.
Tommy, Nikki says hey. There you go.
All of us were texting back and forth during the concert about how hot he still is. I'm just sorry I have to tell you that.
No, I can understand that from just from an aesthetic point of view.
He's pretty.
From my vantage point on stage, he does look very hot. But he also has all kinds of interesting and effective ways of cooling himself down when need be. So that's great. You got that all together.
Well, I noticed one thing about you on the stage is that you are dynamic. You never stop. It's just a hoot to watch you.
Okay, good. Well, that's a dynamic, hot. We can go through the whole band if you want. I'd say I'm going to start asking you the question. So,
okay.
So JY in one word, how would you describe JY?
JY in one word, absolutely cool. That was two words. Darn.
That's it. No, absolutely cool. I think we can morph that into one word now.
Absolutely cool.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, there
Ricky
we go.
Phillips on bass.
Oh, bum, bum, bum. Super.
Oh, yeah. He played with the Babies for a number of years in Bad English, and he's been with us for, I guess, the last 14 years now. Ricky's been with the band. And, of course, we have Todd Sirkerman on drums, who is his legend continues to grow daily. So we'll call him legendary.
That's a good one.
And hopefully we'll have Chuck Panazzo at the show. We never know, because with Chuck, you never know where his where his health will be at any given time. But I can say that last year he played more shows with us than any previous year that I've been with the group. So his health continues to improve by leaps and bounds, and we love having him along as well as often as we can.
That is good news. Well, man, I got to tell you, I have such a great memory of sitting down and holding the vinyl Pieces of Eight the day I bought it. Incredible. You know, you're part of the history of this area, and we are also excited to go check you out in concert.
Well, we're very much looking forward to it. We play, we've just announced our big summer blockbuster tour that's coming up a little while later, but... when we get to Louisiana on the 29th, it's going to be Styx and nothing but Styx for as long a show as we're able to put on for that night.
That's fantastic. Well, we are so looking forward to it, and I thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me and answer my wacky questions.
Well, Nikki, they weren't all that wacky.
Well, good.
they were a pleasure to address. So thanks very much. We're looking forward to seeing everyone there, and especially yourself, since you saw the show last year. And
yes,
you just obviously you haven't been quite satisfied enough yet that you
I gotta come back
in your life.
That's right.
Yes.
No, never enough Styx, never enough. So
that's what we like to hear.
Oh yeah. Right. Well, all right, man, we will see you at the show.
All right, Nikki, looking forward to it.
Thank you.
All the best.
Bye-bye.
Now.